The family of Democratic presidential candidate Howard Dean believes that the search for the remains of his younger brother may be over. Charles Dean disappeared in 1974 while traveling in Southeast Asia. Earlier this month, a joint U.S.-Laotian team discovered human bones that are believed to be those of Charles Dean. The remains have not been positively identified. New York Times reporter Jody Wilgorin was in New Hampshire, where Dean spoke yesterday about his brother. Good morning.
Good morning.
What makes the Dean family believe that the remains are indeed those of Charles Dean?
Well, the searchers in Laos were specifically looking for Charles Dean and his friend that he was traveling with 29 years ago, Neil Sharman. They'd been investigating seven different times, all of which pointed them to this particular rice paddy. And near the remains, they also found several items, including shoes, a sock, and a POW MIA bracelet that resembled things that Charlie Dean had worn when he was traveling back in 1974.
So how is the Dean family taking this news?
Well, the Dean family is a stoic family that does not express emotion in public. They were not planning on announcing this. They only did because news reports of it in Australia got picked up by the American wires. When they were together on Monday night, which is when they told their mother about this, they were at a fundraiser together and barely even hugged each other in public. And Dr. Dean did not cry yesterday in talking about this either in his announcement or on his plane, and he was fairly matter-of-fact about it. They have been expecting this. They knew the search was going on, and they were confident.
Is anything known about how Charles Dean might have died?
Not really. The military officials said yesterday that anything they said would be speculation on how he died, although they do expect once they get the remains back to Hawaii, where they have a forensic laboratory, they'll be able to determine some of that. Dr. Dean does seem to know a bit, or thinks he knows a bit, about what happened to him after his October 1974 disappearance. He was apparently captured by a communist faction called the Pathet Lao, taken to a prison camp, and then disappeared from the camp in a truck in a couple months later, and is believed to have been killed by the Northern Vietnamese. But we don't know how he was killed, and I'm not exactly sure of the geography of how where he was found relates to exactly where he disappeared.
What was he doing in Southeast Asia at the time?
Also a little bit of a mystery still. Charlie Dean had graduated from college from the University of North Carolina, went off for a year of travel around the world. He was very opposed to the Vietnam War. He spent some time in Japan and in Australia, where he became friends with this guy, Neil, and then they went to Laos. They had spent several months there. They were enjoying the countryside, talking to the people, and apparently were on their way down the Mekong River on a ferry over to Thailand across the other side of the river when they disappeared.
Howard Dean has never publicly discussed his brother's disappearance, but it's been suggested that his brother's death helped Howard Dean find some direction in life. How so?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, Dr. Dean does not talk about this publicly in speeches the way some other politicians often talk about the tragedies that have befallen their family. He has talked openly, fairly openly about it in interviews, and in some interviews has gotten emotional and broken down crying. And he says that before this happened, he was somewhat of a wayward youth, not really sure what he was going to do. You know, he went to Aspen for a year and spent the year skiing after college, and that after his brother died, that he got more serious about his future. He ended up going to medical school, as you know, and also got more politicized. He has often said that Charlie, if he were alive, would probably be running for president, not him. But that this made him just take himself more seriously.
Reporter Jody Wilgorin of the New York Times.